This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
President has confidence in Director Ray and his ability to clean up some of the mess left behind by his predecessor. I know I've addressed that before, and he certainly has confidence in the rank-and-file members of the FBI.
All right, so it's about the FBI investigating, and it's also about Roy Moore not winning in Alabama. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. America, you have said it. You sent me tons of emails. Some glad that Moore is out. Some incredulous about Moore. Just depends on what glasses you're looking at. What are you looking through? In other words, what does your vision show you? The FBI, by the way, the agent removed from the Mueller investigation was removed because of anti-Trump text, you remember that. This investigation has yielded a lot of crazy, crazy things, and that just continues to happen. I mean, you have the investigator leaving, you have the attacks on Mueller, you know, all kinds of incredible things. There was a closed meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee just a week ago, then another one before that, and I just wonder how long that Russia probe is going to continue and what will it ultimately yield. But let's jump to the story of the moment of the hour, the hits, playing the hits. And the hits include what I mentioned right at the top. The president congratulated Doug Jones on a hard-fought victory. Democrat wins, Republican loses. The results pour in 20,000, basically, give or take, separate the two candidates. So Republican territory, very tough for a Democrat to win. A Democrat wins. The polls were open from 7 to 7. Lots of speculation. Remember, Moore won the Republican runoff against the incumbent Senator Luther Strange by about 10 points, percentage points. So there's a lot of speculation that Moore should bag this pretty easily. Nothing is easy in politics, so there's a lot of emotion tied to this. A lot of emotion. Doug Jones wins with the margin of not quite 2 percentage points, narrowly besting the Republican candidate. Moore, who spent so much time fighting allegations he had molested or pursued relationships with teen girls in the 70s when he was in his 30s and an assistant district attorney. At his victory speech on Tuesday night, Doug Jones said, "I'm overwhelmed. This entire race has been about dignity and respect. This campaign has been about the rule of law. The campaign has been about common courtesy and decency and making sure everyone in the state, regardless of which zip code they live in, got a fair shake in life." Jones' win over Moore spares Senate Republicans the embarrassment and political fallout of having to call for an ethics investigation of their newest member. So all of that goes away. And Jones gets in. And as I said, the president congratulated Jones, said it was a hard-fought victory, all that whole thing. So Alabama headed to the polls, and this is the way they voted. Black voter turnout, by the way, was critical to Jones's win, and black celebrities like former NBA star Chuck Barkley and director Spike Lee weighed in for Jones, who prosecuted the Ku Klux Klan for the Birmingham church bombing in 1963 that killed four black girls. So they campaigned for him, and that helped. A lot of people are blaming this on Steve Bannon. because Bannon and his allies behind him talked about Moore running a campaign not unlike his previous statewide ones, the loyal base thing. So Bannon's choice was a tricky choice, and people went in a different direction. That's what we're going to be doing. Coming up, we're going to go to odds and ends. But before we get to odds and ends, we have a couple of other call-outs. Kirsten Gillibrand was attacked on Twitter by the press. She called it a sexist smear. She's fueling Democratic calls for a congressional hearing on the president's own alleged past sexual misconduct, with even some joining Gillibrand for his call to resign. Here's what Trump said. Lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a totally flunky for Chuck Schumer and someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. Very disloyal to Bill and crooked slash used. In a Tuesday morning news conference, Gillibrand said the tweet is a sexist smear and part of the president's effort at name-calling. It's intended to silence her. I'm wondering if the Democrats who are looking for a lifeline don't call out to her and use her as the lifeline. Stranger things have happened, and she's getting attention outside of her home state. So, this story's not going to go away either. Not going to go away. And by the way, when the tweet went through, Gillibrand was in a weekly bipartisan Senate Bible study group before she came out and made the statements. And the initial statement saying he's talking about the way that our system functions. That politicians regularly beg for money. There is no way this is sexist at all. Wow. Wild. Still a big story. Would be really a big story if it wasn't Moore and the Democrat. But still big. While that's happening, life is happening across the land, here and there and everywhere in between. That's why we're going to do odds and ends coming up. And I want you to think about something. Do you have your Christmas tree? Do you get a fake Christmas tree? I don't know. I love to have this argument, but a lot of people will tell me, oh, can't people just have fake trees? To me, no, no, and no. And the reason you can't have a fake tree, especially with kids, is you want it to be real. Fake trees fall apart. People tend to throw them in the box, forget about them, bring it back out again. I say real tree, real tree, real tree. Of course, I'm sitting in a house without a tree up and decorated. Can you say procrastinator? Too busy to have the time to go and get a tree, let alone decorate it. I do not have the Christmas spirit yet. It still feels too early, but my goodness, it's very close. Stay with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify purified, treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Snow bummer. Indianapolis Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri fell below the 90% threshold. I talked about this, that he has to reach on field goals to get $500,000. It's a bonus. He missed two attempts Sunday during that loss to the Buffalo Bills at the New Era Field, which was played in a snowstorm, like a crazy snowstorm. So how about that? Vinatieri entered the game with a 95.6% dropped to 88% with three games left in the regular season. Of course, footing was tough in the snow. It piles up. It was brutal. I don't know how you could even kick at all in the snow. But that's depressing to lose $500,000, isn't it? Ooh! Last year, he missed a 48-yarder in the first half of the Colts' final game that cost him the same $500,000. It's not a trick. It's what we offer. Take it or leave it. And, of course, anyone's going to take it. Are you kidding me? Oh. Brutal. Tough. Joining me now from the mothership in Minneapolis is Andy. Andy, who's our technical maestro. Andy, how cold is it in Minnesota?
I don't know. Like zero.
People in Minnesota don't talk about the weather that much because it's too annoying. It's a long winter, and if you constantly did that, that's all you'd be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we just like to pretend it's not happening.
That's what I would say. All my friends in Seattle pretend it doesn't rain. It doesn't really rain as much as you think. All right, let's talk about raining coins. Bitcoin is huge now, all of a sudden. Famous, famous, famous. What's the deal with Bitcoin? I know that you have some Bitcoin. Explain it to us.
Well, I'm not a financial expert, but it seems to just not have an end to going up in price. So, you know, I've got a couple hundred dollars invested in it, and I invested in it back when it was worth $4,000. And now it's like at 17, so it's, I don't know, I'm actually making quite a bit of money. I'm not quite sure what I'm gonna, when I'm going to pull out, but I've heard some people say that they think that it'll get to 40,000 not too long and stuff. So I might put some more money in there, because you don't necessarily need to buy one Bitcoin. You can just, you know, put $100 in, and then if the market does double like everyone's kind of talking about, then, you know, your $200 is $400. It's pretty basic.
How did you get into it? I mean, how did somebody just have an initial conversation with you, and you said, you know what, that sounds good?
A really smart friend of mine that I went to college with, that I played in big band, jazz band with, was putting this stuff all over the internet about how you need to invest now. Like, he's just like, you need to put anything that you can afford to lose possibly in Bitcoin right now, because it's going to keep going up. And so I just kind of had a little bit of money saved up, and I was just like, why not? So I did. I invested like $400 in Bitcoin, and now that's worth about $1,700, which is pretty neat.
Well, and they say, I'm just reading the comparison, that it's in such a it's in such a spot right now that it's lagging only behind the 17th century tulip mania.
The what?
Bitcoin. They went crazy for tulips, because you have the South Sea bubble, the U.S. stocks, the Great Depression. Oh, you know, huge stories. It ranks just below that. Huge.
Yeah.
Wow. Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin is considered the gold of the cryptocurrency world, and Litecoin is kind of considered the silver. And just recently, Litecoin has jumped from being about $80 a coin to being $320.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, overnight. So I had two of those. So
they say Bitcoin could easily be $40,000 at the end of 2018.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. And I'm also hearing that some experts are saying that it'll maybe reach $100,000.
Oh, my gosh. And then, okay, so you invest in it, and is it Bitcoin for dollars or what?
I use Coinbase, and it seems to be it's pretty basic, pretty simple to use. There's just a button that you press that's buy or sell. And
right.
Then you just get charged with a little fee every time you do that transaction, so that's how they make their money.
Do you think it'll ever be embraced completely?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely do.
How long would you say?
Well, probably a couple years for the U.S., but I mean, there are some countries around the world that are really embracing cryptocurrencies because they've lost faith in their actual currencies.
Wow. Cryptocurrencies. Andy, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cryptocurrencies are interesting. We've had a few people on talk about it. We'll talk about it again, but he's right. The number seems to just be going through the roof. Speaking of going through the roof, I was reading the story. We need Donovan Cashin with us again to come back for a segment and do off the lot, because I was reading about Ferraris just for fun. And, you know, it's so famous for its horsepower. The Italian supercar maker spun off from Fiat Chrysler in 2016. They're planning to boost production by doubling assembly shifts to two a day in 2018, because they're on pace to reach 9,000 vehicles a year earlier than scheduled. The increase, they say, is part of Chief Executive Officer Sergio Marchionne's plan to boost profit by expanding Ferrari's lineup while maintaining exclusivity of the 200,000 and up models. Wow. It's crazy. I mean, just how fast this car goes, how it looks. 9,000 cars in 2019. So, of course, big jumps on the market. Big jumps. I mean, you have to be wealthy to get this. The number of millionaires worldwide has surged 36% to 13.6 million people in 10 years. Through 2016, and we could see another tide rising with that. So what do? You buy Bitcoin. Just saying. I agree. What do you do when you're wealthy? What do you what do you invest in?
The future.
Makes sense. The future. And so if the future is cryptocurrency, then you look at it. You don't just blow it off and say, oh, well, yeah, right now we got this going on and we've got the euro and no. You try to forecast ahead. That's what you do. You disrupt the situation. It makes so much more sense. Speaking of making sense or not making sense, how about the Today Show? Since the firing of Matt Lauer, the Today Show has gone up. The Nielsen Company said it was the first time in a year that the Today Show had beaten Good Morning America at ABC for two consecutive weeks. After Lauer was bounced, I guess, I don't know if it's waiting to hear what's going to be said, waiting, what are they waiting for? I'm not sure. But their numbers are up, up, up. So that's huge for NBC execs. Fox News Channel, the week's most popular cable network, averaged 2.53 million viewers to nose out Hallmark. And NBC won the week in primetime, averaging 8.1 million viewers. Wow. That's like gold to those executives. But to reiterate, our top story is Roy Moore is out of the running. It's about Democrat Doug Jones, shocked to state and country by defeating Roy Moore, the Republican in Alabama. How about that? I think a lot of people were surprised. The White House, they say, was still taken off guard, taken back a little bit. Moore's win means that Trump now has suffered three consecutive losses. He backed Moore's opponent, Luther Strange. I've said that before in the Republican primary, only to see him lose to Moore. Then last month, voters in Virginia turned out in historic numbers to deliver a massive rebuke to Trump in the elections for governor and state legislator. So what does it mean? Is it the unraveling of the whole cabinet? No. But it is a little bit of unraveling, unpacking, if you will, which happens. And certainly has happened here. One of the most outspoken guys is Senator Jeff Flake, the Republican from Arizona, who has been one of the most outspoken critics in the Republican Party, delivering a succinct coda on the night on Twitter. He said, decency wins. Decency wins. I don't know, you might look at it differently. AmericaTonight.net.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Have you seen the movie yet, Hidden Figures? I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And I cannot believe, I mean, I guess I can believe it, but we know that there are other people out there just like what we saw portrayed in the movie. And we're going to introduce you to one right now, Olympia LaPointe, who just has an amazing story. Imagine you fail math and science until the 11th grade. Then a math teacher takes you under their wing, teaches you how to think differently. You end up graduating at the top of your class. You're hired at Boeing after graduating. You're 21, and you work to calculate the probability of catastrophic explosions in space flights. Incredible. And we're just scratching the surface here as far as this rocket scientist is concerned. TED speaker and author, Olympia LaPointe. Olympia, thanks so much for popping on.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm just so happy to be on your show.
So let's talk about your childhood and what I mentioned, that how did your brain get turned around, and did you get in the groove of really liking math and science? Because I'm assuming you got there, because there's no way you could do the job you did if you didn't change your mind.
Oh, thank you so much. People always ask me that, how did that turn my thinking around? As you mentioned, I was a rocket scientist for NASA's Space Shuttle Main Engine Program, and we helped launch 28 missions to space. But people are surprised that I failed algebra, failed geometry, failed calculus, and failed chemistry. And I have to look at that because that was my past and I learned from it. But what I specifically grew from that is the realizing that everyone is intelligent. Everyone is smart, but only if they understand how to use their brain. And I was someone who loved math after going to a field trip when I was 6 years old to JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory here in California. I said I wanted to be just like a rocket scientist, and I didn't know how challenging that was going to be. In elementary school, I studied mathematics, and I failed algebra. And I didn't realize that when most people go through an emotional experience in their life, the first place it usually shows up is in their mathematics and science education, but specifically in their mathematics education, because that's where the brain is required to use the frontal brain lobes. When someone is going through any type of emotional turmoil like I was going through, or any child that's going through any type of emotional turmoil, whether it is a bad teacher, if it's difficulty at home with the parents, if it's a hard time at school, it shows up in the mathematics education itself. That's where the brain actually processes the difference between fear or problem solving. And when someone has problem solving going on or solution finding, the frontal part of their brain lobe is actually firing and the fear is not. And what turned my life around is that a teacher, it was in 11th grade, sat down with me and showed me how my brain worked. And no one had ever done that before. And that was the turning part in my life to allow me to see, oh my God, I'm actually smart. I could actually do this math. And it took a while to actually learn the mathematics, but I eventually got it. And then I became fast at it. And then I was showing other people how to do it. And then I eventually launched rockets with it.
When you go to Boeing and you are this rocket scientist, and it's 1998, and even though, as in the movie Hidden Figures, we see and what happened with those scientists, you had to have overcome, I would imagine, some amazing things because you were young. You're a Native American, French, African American woman. What was your treatment like, or how did you get people to pay attention and listen to you at such a young age?
Well, they did it. That's the most funniest thing, because when I watched the movie Hidden Figures, well, first off, I was just so amazed that Hidden Figures was made, because when I looked at Katherine Johnson's life on screen, I actually started crying. Her life and my life were identical. And even though it being 40 years later, after that moment in time, I still went through the exact same thing. And I was so moved to write about that that I ended up writing the article on the Huffington Post. And in my book, Mathophobia, I share about what it was really like to actually be one of the youngest people there and doing the mathematics. And people are unaware that in the rocket science world and the propulsion world, everyone has their piece. There are people that focus on the structural dynamics, how things won't break apart. There's people that look at thermodynamics, what type of fuels can actually be combined and treated together so it wouldn't melt the metal when it goes through. There are engine guys and, like, triple pump individuals who will look at the type of blade speed that needs to rotate, and rotation does this need to be created in order to exit a swimming pool within like a 6 second time period. I mean, this is the fluid that needs to go through. These are the skills that everyone has. And so my job was a mathematician in the reliability engineering system safety world. So I had to literally go to every single person, capture their math, capture their science, put it all together within one mathematical formula to say exactly which type of explosion would happen before it would occur. And that was the most challenging part, because not all the people were talking with one another.
Oh, communication. Oh, boy, we could talk about that for hours.
And I realized that was the beautiful gift that I brought. And I was one of the very few women there. I would go into this room, and there would be like around 200 people in this room, and I would be like the only woman. And I would look around, and I was sometimes the only person of color, but mainly I was the only woman. And at first I thought to myself, oh my God, how is this going to work? And they weren't used to working with someone who were different than they were. It was just not something that they were culturally expected or prepared to do, I should say. And everyone I worked with were excellent people, but it took time for them to understand that there is a gigantic difference between not necessarily me being a person of color, but me being a woman and they being men. And I think there is such a beautiful diversity opportunity available with men and women working together in the workplace, because what I recognized through my particular and personal experience is that me being the only woman in that room, I was the connector. That's what I didn't realize. I had the ability to communicate not only the technical information, but connect everyone together so we were all working in such a team way to prevent explosions that we changed the design. And it was one of the most challenging experiences, I'll be honest with you, the most challenging experiences I ever went through. But it was the most powerful because I realized the role that I had was to connect people as a woman. And that's the most striking thing that I look back on is I had the ability to connect people with the technical information so everyone could see the same picture and make a difference with it.
Wow, that's powerful. As part of that team and doing that, you helped launch 28 space missions, some we certainly know and have talked about when we think about the space shuttle days. For you, and I know this is hard to boil down, what was your proudest moment as far as those space missions?
Thank you for asking that question. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. In my TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, it was interesting. At the beginning of the TED Talk, I count down. I do this thing. It's 10, 9, 8, and I count down. I bring the audience into that moment in time where I'm supporting mission control, and I'm launching this. And that was the most powerful time for me. I had to build and build and build to the point where I knew every single weld. There were over 3,000 welds of the engine alone. I had to know exactly where every single piece of machinery was within the engine. It was like a human body with all these different organs everywhere, where you have to know how each one operates, what's the temperature, what's the pressure. I had to know every single one of the tubes, over 1,000 tubes. I had to be able to know exactly the number of each one of them. And the proudest moment was when I could sit in this dark room for 12 hours looking at this data from all these different things of the engine supporting mission control in what we call the ROS. It was the most amazing part of my life. Here I was in this room, and I feel like I'm getting emotional right now. Here I was in this room where I was helping launch the rockets, and I was just like the men that I saw in the pictures that were on my field trip in first grade when I was 6 years old, when I told myself I want to be just like those men that I saw. And that was the point in my life where I realized, oh, my gosh, I made it. I made it. I made it here. And it was sweat and it was tears. It was times in which I thought to myself, how am I going to make through this? How am I going to be able to get this information across to the people? There were times in which I remember the second day I was hired and one of the people came to me and circled me and looked and was in complete awe because they had never seen a woman working on the floor before. And later on, he became one of my biggest supporters. But I remember right after that, ladies I didn't even know, brought me over into the restroom and told me, all right, you don't know us, but just to let you know, we've been here for years. You're like the first engineer that's come on this floor. And just to let you know, there's a few men that will push your buttons just to make you seem emotional. And it's important that you stay calm, because at any moment that you do not keep yourself calm, you'll have a reason to put a man in your place. And it was coming from women that took me to the side in the restroom. And so when I saw the hidden figures for the restroom scenes, I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is just like, oh, this is just like my experience. And when I sat in that dark room supporting launches, I knew that I had made it. Out of all those experiences, I made it. So that was the most important thing to me.
Wow, what a story. You can check out her TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear. Over 500,000 and counting views worldwide. Olympia Lapointe, what an inspiration. Rocket scientist, TED speaker, and author. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It has been so fun to be on your show. Thank you.
Thanks, Olympia.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Being a radio host or TV broadcaster is one of the most stressful careers that you can have. I've done it my entire life, but now somebody has just told us so. CareerCast.com listed what the most stressful jobs of 2016 were, and that, you know, there's just periods of high stress that are unpredictable. And then there were 11 other factors that went into how they rated this, the jobs rated methodology, because if I'm not telling you that, you say, well, what does that mean? How come it's stressful? But certainly radio host or TV broadcaster kind of fell in the middle of the pack. Not the most stressful. You might be surprised by a few of the other jobs that were listed on their list. Who better to chat with us about this than Dr. John Huber? He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. I love that. And he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Dr. Huber.
Hey, Kate. First thing,
Are you okay?
Some days I wonder. Is my pulse there? What's happening? It's not a surprise, I guess, because of deadlines, right? And the craziness. You don't have a regular life when you're in this life, whatever that is.
No. And the other side to that, you're in the public eye. So if you're frustrated, it's not something that you can easily do. I talked with another radio show host earlier last week, and he was explaining to me he had a time when he just started, and he had a young child, his son, who acted up, and he was giving his son consequences, and the lady next to him in line at the grocery store asked him, "Hey, aren't you so-and-so?" And he immediately goes, "Oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about."
Oh. Oh, that's brutal. And, you know, here's what's even worse. So for me, besides this fabulous job of being able to talk to so many interesting people and talk to callers, and we have a fabulous audience across the United States and beyond the borders of the United States, the other thing that I do is I speak. I go out and I speak. I talk about invading the man cave and helping people find their wow. How do they clearly, concisely, in a compelling way, describe what they do when they get the dreaded question of what do you do? And I find out that, of course, that is also stressful, because what are people afraid of? The fear of public speaking afflicts, 75% of Americans. So I don't stand much of a chance. I might have to come down and see you for a weekend.
Well, I do phone consultations, so,
That's crazy, huh? So what is it that I mentioned, the factors that they talk about? What are the stress factors? Obviously, deadlines, we said, in this particular field. But what else puts people at risk of this stress?
Well, competition, that fear that somebody's going to come up and take your spot. Some of the positions, like the enlisted man and the police officer and fireman, those are jobs where you may not come home alive at the end of the day. So you've got that type of thing, the potential for physical harm. You also have the potential, or in some cases, a lack of potential for job growth. Where do you go from there? What's your next step? And then, I do public speaking too as well. You never know. I mean, you've got a whole day, but then you got to get on a plane and go fly and do your public speaking that night, and then be back for your show the next morning. The travel part of it, it's all just very physically demanding.
Boy, absolutely, I agree with you there. What are some of the other jobs that fall on this list that CareerCast put out that you're probably not surprised about, since you are in the business of helping people, I'm going to say, feel better?
Right, and that's part and parcel to what I do. But, the interesting thing with CareerCast, too, they also talked about they were looking for jobs specifically for people who have difficulty with anxiety and stress in the first place. So this is a little different poll than what we've seen. Of course, police, military, and firemen are always in the top 10 of these lists. But what surprised me next was the waiter job. I understand why it's stressful. I mean, they get blamed for stuff that's not their fault. You go into the kitchen and the chef or the prep chef has made the order wrong, and you have to take it out to your customer. And then your money depends upon making the diner happy. And it's not their fault sometimes. The next one is taxi driver. Well, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, taxi driver. Yeah, that's okay. Go through the list. So taxi driver, because you don't know who you're going to get when they jump into the cab and what's going to happen and the traffic and all that.
And then you got the new competition with all the Ubers and those type of apps that are out there now. Of course, you said radio host and TV broadcaster. And again, I'll make time for you if you need a call. Then we got executives, top executives, corporate executives, and corporate managers. And that's not necessarily unexpected, but middle and high school teachers, middle school and high school teachers. Now, you talk about having to deal with hormones every day and kids who have no clue what's going to happen to them and how they're functioning and why they're upset about stuff. That's a challenge. I know when I was a school psychologist, I chose not to work in middle schools because it was just so up and down. Very scary. Cashiers. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the middle school, high school person. That I have a son who's now in high school and a daughter in middle school, and now I feel like I'm reliving those days over again.
So you totally relate to that.
Totally do. And then as I started saying cashiers next, cashiers, somebody comes up there with a basket full of clothes at the Gap, or I don't know if I can say names of stores, but then you look down and there's not a price tag on it. And by the time somebody goes and gets a price tag, you got 20 people in line and they just wanted to pop in during their lunch hour. Pressure, stress, and then where's the job growth there? And a lot of people, that's their livelihood, and they don't see a way out of that, so it becomes very stressful. The last number one,
what is number one? Drum roll, please.
Salesperson. Now, think about it. You have a great year, and you're dooming yourself. All of a sudden, your quotas, everything goes through the roof, and you're dooming yourself to having a bad year the next year. So it's a catch-22. You do great, and they set your heights even higher, and then you don't do so great the next year. I have a friend who does commercial paint sales since, 27 years, and he amazes me. He thrives in this position, and every year he comes back, and he's making more money than the vice president in the company he's working for. It's amazing how some people thrive in it, but at the same time, if you have any issues with stress or anxiety, you're dooming yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, this would take forever, and we talk a lot about stress and what to do and et cetera. But give us the one-minute solution. What can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Take a deep breath. If you guys do any kind of exercising, when you stop and you breathe in and you try to catch your breath, those same type of inhale, hold it, exhale slowly. Breathe in through the nose. Count of 3, 4, 5, exhale, 3, 4, 5. You can do that at your desk. You can do it walking from one office to the next. You can do that between customers if you're that cashier. You can do it as your wait staff going from the table back to the kitchen. That's the simplest, most basic way to do that. Other than that, call a mental health professional. They can help teach you. Or go find a yoga instructor. They can do that too.
Yeah, what is it about yoga that's so calming? Is it because it's the breathing and stretching?
I think that's it. I mean, and I think I mentioned this before on your show. I do martial arts, and the first 20 minutes is yoga stretching and breathing and focusing your breath. And I do 3 to 6 hours a week of it. And my job's stressful, too. I mean, I have patients die on me, and I do my yoga breathing, my 15 minutes. I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight at 8 o'clock. That's like my goal at the end of the day is go get that hour in. Plus, there's nothing better than breaking a board when you're feeling a little stressed.
Boy, I so agree with that. Love it. Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org. That's where you can check him out. You can find him there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kay. You're awesome.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming fast. It's our task to keep moving on. Afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for a dime, and you're blinking, listening.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.